This is the fourth installment of our Digging Deeper podcast. And for today, I wanted to focus on a statement on the bottom of Hayyamud Beis, which we studied this week. Sholin behilchos ha-Pesach, kodem ha-Pesach, shloshim yom. That 30 days before the holiday Pesach begins, we have questions, or we discuss Hilchos Pesach. Now, when the Gemara made that statement, it was connected to the idea of korbanos, the idea that when a Jew needs to prepare for Pesach, specifically for bringing the korban Pesach, he needs 30 days, based on the idea of sholin hebehilchos ha-Pesach korban ha-Pesach shloshim yom, and therefore Tosfos points out that the Takana, the whole reason why we have this concept of 30 days before Pesach, where we begin to study the halachos, it actually comes from Korban Pesach, the idea that we had to focus for 30 days on choosing the right, perfect Korban for our Korban Pesach. We needed 30 days. Now, the truth is, Bach quotes the Maharshal. The Maharshal writes that it didn't take 30 days to make sure that the animal, that the Korban Pesach, was free of any blemish. It actually only took 4 days, based on Gemara and Erchin and other places, but rather the concept of 30 days is that it took 30 days to make sure that you found an acceptable Korban, and then 4 days within that 30-day period to make sure that the Korban went through a thorough investigation and was found to be free of any blemish. But nevertheless, even though the Ikar Takana, as Tosos points out, was for the Korban Pesach, nevertheless, we continue with the concept of Sholen Bilchas HaPesach, Korban HaPesach, Lamed Yom, that even nowadays, when there isn't no longer a Korban, the obligation to prepare 30 days in advance for the holiday still remains. Now, the Beis Yosef says that this idea of Sholin Behilchos HaPesach for 30 days in advance is a din which is unique to Pesach. Why? He says because it is only before the holiday of Pesach, which requires a tremendous amount of work. Grinding of the wheat, baking the matzah, kashering the vessels, burning the chametz. The other holidays, you can't even compare. Shavuos, you certainly can't compare, because Shavuos, it's just a regular yantif. There really isn't much to be involved with to prepare for the holiday in terms of knowing the halachos. Well, what about Sukkos? Sukkos, you would think there are plenty of halachos. The sukkah, the schach, lulav and esrog. There appear to be plenty of halachos. But Tosfos, the Beis Yosef says the truth is that Sukkos, though it has a number of halachos, the reality is that most of the time it's all lechatchila, but b'diavad everything is fine. And therefore he says it doesn't require that much effort because you can just pick up a lulav and esrog. More than likely it's going to be a kosher lulav and esrog. You put up a sukkah, more than likely it's going to be fine. There really aren't so many halachos that are ma'akev with regards to hilchos sukkah, and therefore the halacha of shloshim yom only applies to Pesach and no other holiday. However, the Marsha and others maintain that this is not the case, that this is not true. They argue with the Beis Yosef. And they argue the Beis Yosef, one of the sources is from a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about a Sukkah Yeshana, an old Sukkah. Can you use an old Sukkah for Sukkahs or not? Beis Shammai says no, Beis Hillel says yes. And what is an old Sukkah? The Mishnah says, Kol she'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom. It was something which was made, it was built 30 days before the holiday. And Beis Shammai says that a sukkah yeshana is pasul. And what does Rashi say? If you look at Rashi says, why is it pasul? He says, hold on a second. Ve'ilu, that's only pasul because it's before 30 days. Ve'ilu toch shloshim l'chag hava, but if it was built within 30 days, Kivan disholin behilchos hachag kodem lachag shloshim yom, since we discuss, deliberate the halachas of the holiday 30 days before the holiday begins. Therefore, you can assume that it was made with intent for that holiday. So you see, Rashi understands this idea of sholin behilchos ha-pesach not to be limited specifically to hilchos pesach. It's sholin behilchos ha-chag, kodem ha-chag, as well. And that is the approach of Rashi, the Marsha, and other Rishonim and Achronim as well. Now there is another question which we need to ask ourselves, which is Sholin b'Hilchos HaPesach. The word is Sholin b'Hilchos HaPesach, that we ask questions about Hilchos HaPesach. The question is the Chiyuv just to answer questions that are posed to us or to pose to the rabbis? Or is there a Chiyuv Lilmo? There's a Chiyuv to learn the Halachos, which has important ramifications. Is there an obligation to set up time to study Hilchos Pesach as a community, or just the rabbi has to be available to answer questions? The Ran and the Rashba say that the Chiyuv is only She'ela. Sholin Shloshim Yom is only a din in just answering questions. There isn't a Chiyuv to learn. Chiyuv to learn is on the holiday itself. For that, the Gemara in Megillah tells us, Sholin v'dorshin hilchos chag b'chag. Hilchos Pesach Pesach, hilchos atzeres atzeres. There, the Gemara in Megillah tells us that there's a special obligation to be dorshin about the holiday on the holiday itself. But before the holiday, the Ran and the Rashba want to argue, the obligation is just to answer questions, nothing more than that. However, the majority of the Rishonim, as the Bi'ur Halacha points out, in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, says, no, the Chiyuv before Pesach, and before every holiday, by extension, is a Chiyuv Lilmud. It's an obligation to teach Torah. And therefore, it is imperative that everyone sets up time to study and prepare themselves for all of the halachos. And through that, whether we follow the approach of the Ran, the Rashba, versus the Rov Rishonim, there is a fascinating question that some of the Achronim deal with, which is as follows. Even if we take the approach that at least the Rav of the community has to answer the questions 30 days beforehand, well, what about the following situation? Two Talmidim approach the Rav of the community to ask him a question. One wants to ask him a question about Purim, and one wants to ask him a question about Pesach. And it happens to be that day is Purim. It's Yudalid Adar. Tesbav Adar. And he wants to, the Rav of the community wants to know which question does he answer first. We know clearly there's a Chiyuv, more than by any other holiday, Sholin Hilchos Pesach BePesach, or Sholin Hilchos Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. We already know that there's a Chiyuv 30 days before Pesach to have to answer a question that is asked about the holiday. There isn't necessarily a question by Purim. Purim is not one of the major holidays anyways. So two Talmidim have a question to ask, one on Purim and one on Pesach, and it's on the holiday of Purim. Which one does the Rav of the community answer first? So the Pri Chadash writes that there are those who are mistaken to say that on Purim you answer the question of Pesach. He says, no, it's not true. It doesn't make any sense. But others argue and say, no, it's very legitimate to answer the question about Pesach first. How do we resolve this question? He says, Rav Shlomo Kluger ends off with an Sarachian. He's not sure what to do. But the Rav Avadia Yosef in Chazon Avadia says that it's preferable in this situation, even though there is a chiyuv of sholin and a requirement to answer the questions that are posed to the Rav of the community 30 days before the holiday. Nevertheless, it's still a chovas hayom. Purim is still the chov of the day, and it's appropriate to first answer the question which is applicable to the day itself, and then answer the question about Pesach. Nevertheless, of course, the Rav is going to answer both questions. So presumably the question about Pesach can wait a couple minutes, whereas the question about Purim may be timely and may need to be answered right away.